the rest of the story. 1946. Jack Brickhouse was a radio sportscaster for the New York Giants baseball team. Now, Jack was later to become a sportscasting legend in Chicago, as Cubs fans are well aware. But at the end of the 46 season, club owner Horace Stoneham determined that Brickhouse was simply not New York enough to announce for the Giants, and so began the search for his replacement. He would have to be somebody the New York fans could readily identify with, somebody who knew the Giants team inside out. He would also have to have one whale of a captivating radio persona. But what Horace Stoneham could not then imagine was that he did not have to be a he at all. And this is the rest of the story. Horace huddled with his team sponsor, the Pabst Brewing Company, specifically with the company's advertising director, Nate Pearlstein. Horace said, "I'm desperate. I'm not finding anybody to replace Brickhouse." Nate told the owner that he'd put out the word on the street, and sure enough, when it got around, word that the Giants sportscasting job was open, Nate began hearing from everybody, from friends he hadn't heard from in years, from self-described friends he didn't even recognize. The whole world, it seemed, either wanted to be or had a suggestion regarding the Giants' new sports announcer. And yet, of all of the input on the subject, there was one particularly intriguing bit of advice from a trusted colleague. He told Nate, "There is a woman I want you to meet. She'd be a great sportscaster for the Giants." Now, this was 1946, remember. Women in sportscasting was a non-issue. But such was Nate Pearlstein's respect for his friend's opinion that he agreed to meet the woman at Toots Shore's restaurant, essentially to interview her for the job. They met. Nate said, "I'm pleased to meet you. What can you do?" And the woman, listen to this. They're sitting at the lunchtime table. The woman, without blinking, snatched a salt shaker from the table, held it like a radio microphone, and began to talk. Bottom of the sixth, two away, it's the big cat batting third. The woman is going on and on. "Mize gives us a good season last year. He batted .337 in 101 games. He carted 22 homers while he was at it, but he still doesn't have that last place taste out of his mouth." Well, Nate Pearlstein, his eyes are widening in silent awe, kept listening, mesmerized, as the woman continued. First pitch, low and inside, ball one. Whoop, that's dangerous, because you never know when the big cat's going to hit a Texas leaguer off his hands. Nate interrupted. He said, "That's enough." He said, "I want Horace Stoneham to hear you." And when he did, the Giants owner agreed this woman would make a great sports announcer for any team, regardless of her gender. But no, she could not have the job because of her gender. Everybody who heard her audition concurred that her knowledge of the game was encyclopedic, that her color was most colorful, that her play-by-play was verbal ballet, and yet, because being female, she would neither be permitted in the players' dressing rooms nor in the press box, she would have to be rejected, even if it meant the job going to a less qualified, less colorful sportscaster. In the American theater, there once lived a legend, a favorite actress of Tennessee Williams, a feisty, funny, outspoken, superbly talented woman named Tallulah Bankhead. Of course, now you have learned that Tallulah was turned down for the job she really wanted, because now you know the rest of the story.